Hare Krishna. This marks the second full day of your Govardhan retreat. I think you will feel like many of the devotees with whom I spoke. This was a very eventful day. You may have asked yourself why we made the effort to go to Surabhikund, where we were almost taken by an Indra who turned back on his promise and swept into this tent. Why did we go to Surabhikund? It's a place where actually the offenses were forgiven, which Indra did. And we wanted to request also at that place forgiveness of offenses. So I personally believe, because most of us touched the place before the rainstorm. Raged. Therefore, we have taken hopefully some little dust or some little blessings into this event. And then during the day, we were first joined by Bhattahari Prabhu, who was already at Surabhikund. And then later, His Holiness Indra Dumna Maharaj with Bhakti Bringa Govinda Maharaj in Tau. They all came here, Dhanada Maharaj, and so on. And it became a very, let us say, warm atmosphere at the moment where Indra Dumna Maharaj shared with us his realization about preaching boldly and spreading the holy name. He had just come from Mongolia. Don't know if you know where this is. It is the birthplace of Genghis Khan, who made the biggest empire in the history of mankind. Not as big as Prabhupada's spiritual movement, which went really all over, but the Mongols came right before the gates of Vienna, that's Europe, and did also rule parts of India. So he came there to spread the holy name in that country. And he had shared with us. And then there were so many nice kirtan singers. And Bhujan Prabhu helped us to see through the eyes of the Bhagavatam the beauty of Krishna. And now we have ended another day. Again, I would like to commend you. You did some very serious work. You really dug deep and sang and chanted until your voices are a little bit like mine, a little broken. Please do pace yourself wisely. Tomorrow is a regular day, and the day after tomorrow we will go to Ter Kadamba, that is really in the wilderness with only a small roof over our head. But I think Indra won't go there. Then there is another day. But thank you so much for your determination, really, to stick with the kirtan and to really use your body, your mind, and also your voices in glorifying the holy name. And it is rest assured that any spiritual activity which is done in the sacred land of Braj, or to speak of any spiritual activity which is done next to the dearest of Krishna's devotee, Giriraj Govardhan, will yield a deluge of mercy, which is not coming in the same way. This is how we see the rain. It was a deluge, a flood of divine mercy, which brought us here under the tent. I wish you a very good night with restful sleep. And tomorrow, see you. Keep your efforts strong. We will just ask our Prashanta to give us a little orientation of the days tomorrow. But thank you so much. And you're really applying yourself to the task. It's not really a retreat. It's really a spiritual marathon, and you are really running well. Hare Krishna.